أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون فلولا إذ جاءهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قست قلوبهم وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 42 and 43 of Surah Al-An'am. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioned and Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala answered the question himself, that those that have ascribed partners to Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala, if some kind of calamity had to befall them or if qiyamah had to come suddenly upon them, then who would they call for help? And it will be none but Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. In these verses that we recited and those that are follow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the tests that Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala had put the people of the past, and for you and I, this is not something of the past, but this is something for us also. There are two different types of tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts insan through. One is the test of difficulty, and the other is the test of affluence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verses we discussed today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the test of difficulties. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. Certainly we had sent to the nations before you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we had sent, who we had sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam with our message to these people, inviting them towards Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. But then obviously they did not accept. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّىٰ. Then we tested them with difficulties and hardships. Like for example, the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, then the people of Thamud, the people of Ad, the people of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wa salam. Some Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent floods and waters. Others Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent nasty winds. To others Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had turned the cities upside down. So فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّىٰ. We put them through all these difficulties. But then what we wanted from them, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. So that they may become humble in entreating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in supplicating to Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. Now Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala's test, these calamities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through also, what Allah ta'ala really wants from us is that we turn back to Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. One is adab-e-adna. Adab-e-adna, the lesser or the closer punishment, that is the punishment of this world. Allah Ta'ala makes us taste before that great punishment of the day of Qiyamah. Why? So that man may turn towards Allah Tabarakah wa Ta'ala. This is the first aspect of all of it. That sometimes a person may get gripped with fear, distress, sorrow. All of that may be in its place. But the important aspect is, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. They were gripped by these difficulties and hardships so that they may turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala give us also that if there are any difficulties, Allah keep away all difficulties from our path, our way. But if there are, then immediately we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says that why did they not entreat Allah ta'ala with humility? Why did they not beseech, supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all humility? In their case, they needed to turn back to Allah ta'ala and bring iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat. In our case, we need to reflect, ponder, and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask from Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. With regards to them, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Number one, nay, their hearts became hard. When their hearts became hard, How would they have turned towards Allah Rabbul Izzat? Second, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And Shaitan had muzayyan, Shaitan had beautified, adorned, decorated for them their actions and their deeds. When that happened, they thought that they were doing good. They thought that they were being successful, and the result is then they rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that led them into a greater kufr, a greater disbelief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability and the tawfiq that on the one hand Allah ta'ala remove all difficulties, but when the difficulties do fall upon us, the very first thing that a mu'min should do is turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in all humility and beseech from Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants from us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.